is going on, guys? Matt Downs with Daily Grind Fantasy Sports to break down this MLB 10-game slate. Cannot wait to do that. But first, let's go over last night's success. This was set in the Discord. Turned 25 cents into $75 out of 3.6K people and another contest where he entered $5 and came out with $1,000 with the use of leverage, okay? Completely faded Coors Field. And guys, this is what we preach all the time on Patreon. Leverage, leverage, leverage. Especially with last night where we had a Coors slate. You always fade Coors, or if one team has a really good pitcher, you always want to take that team because they'll be very low owned at least. There was a huge leverage spot last night. If you guys want to go ahead and check up on my cheat sheet here, this was the exact cheat sheet I used from last night. We had San Diego as being one of the best leverage spots, and also with the A's. So the A's were recommended as my top stacks, and sure enough, I believe the Oakland A's put up 10 runs or something ridiculous like that against Sheffield. Nobody was looking at them, and San Diego, everybody was off because of Buehler. I believe they put up 6-7 runs, which was exactly tying Coors Field, and I believe overall their players scored more. So right off the bat, there was leverage, and we were able to capitalize on that and getting them at virtually no ownership for San Diego and also for the A's, very, very low ownership. So it was a great night overall. I personally got 8 in a very big GPP contest. I was able to profit overall on the night, and we also had a couple takedowns in the chat. So it was a great night. Let's go ahead and talk about this slate, guys. This is another Coors slate. So any questions you guys have about this slate, feel free to ask in the YouTube comment section. For anybody who is new to this channel, hit that subscribe button, please. Really do appreciate all the support. We cover every single sport there is on DFS. Guys, huge, huge news for us. We'll be covering Best Ball, which is a brand new game mode to be playing for NFL. We'll go over all that in some introduction videos. Me and Kevin will be covering it a little bit later in the day, so look out for those videos a little bit later. And I cannot wait to start breaking down some NFL content. So let's go ahead and dive right into this slate, guys. We have, like I said, a 10-game slate. Starting off here with the pitchers, I sorted by value because I like to get the cash pitchers out of the way. This one's going to be tough because Marquez is actually in a very good spot, $8,100. The only reason he's in a good spot because he's so cheap, and he is a very good player. But he's going against San Francisco and Coors. They're the second highest implied total on the slate, so more of a GPP option. Woodruff and Hendricks, based on what Hendricks did last game, going against an average, maybe below average hitting team in Kansas City, I do expect he'll be chalk at $7,700. I really do like him here at this price. Woodruff is going against the Chicago White Sox. Yes, they've been on fire. He's only $8,300. I like a lot of value on the slate for pitchers. So you should see the Colorado Rockies be even more inflated as far as hitting. Let's go ahead and switch over and talk about that right now. I like to sort the run column from most to least, and then we go down the line here. Colorado is at 7.54 runs. They will draw the chalk by far. They are beating out the second highest implied total team on the slate, which is also in the same game, San Francisco, by 2 runs. 2 runs separates these two guys. So Colorado should be chalky yet again. Yesterday, they actually weren't the top stack. It was Minnesota because Minnesota was so cheap. All their players were under $4,000, and they were implied around 6 runs or so, which was the second highest on the slate. But it was the fact that they're also cheap and you're able to get those two aces into your lineup plus Minnesota. I think that was the way to go for cash. Today, I do believe it's going to be 2 relatively cheaper pitchers with Colorado. Again, we have to kind of look at the ownership a little bit later. And again, I cover all that on patreon.com/DGFantasy. If you guys want to sign up, it is only $20 for every single sport, every single leverage spot, at least all the main sports for featured slates. All right, going down the line here, we have San Francisco. We have Washington going against Mets. We have Atlanta at 5.18 runs. And then we have Houston at 4.72. We have Oakland at 4.44. We have the Dodgers going against LeMet at 4.4. And then we have Arizona at 4.28. We have Milwaukee at 4.25. We have San Diego at 4.1. We have Seattle at 3.82. Also, by the way, I do like Heaney in this spot. He is also $8,000. He's got a price increase, but he's going against Seattle, which is a very bad hitting team. So going down to Toronto, 3.82 as well. Then we have Seattle. No, I already covered them. The White Sox here at 3.75. Texas at 3.56. And the other implied totals have not come out for Baltimore. However, I do expect it to be low. Right now, they are not postponed. They are good to go. Also, haven't even touched about weather concerns yet. Weather concerns, we don't have too much going on. A little bit in Atlanta yet again. But I do suspect that they will play on. And if we scroll down here, we have the other teams that haven't come in for run totals yet. But those will come out, and I will be posting this on Patreon. All right, so now let's go game by game. We have the Mets versus the Washington squaring off here first with Pat Corbin, a very good pitcher, going against the Mets. Sorry, this isn't even on the slate. We have Toronto versus Atlanta squaring off here. We have Fried versus Toronto. Toronto is a very... average to below average hitting team against Fried. Fried is a very good pitcher against lefties and also a very good pitcher against righties. So I don't like Toronto here. Toronto should come in at very low ownership. Only prefer them in very, very big GPPs. Going over to Atlanta hitters, we have Matt Shoemaker here. Very small sample size as far as plate appearances. 58 to 72 for lefties versus righties. Not in the best matchup versus Atlanta, but Shoemaker is a very good pitcher. If you're looking for low ownership on all these guys, I do like these Atlanta hitters because, again, they are a huge boomer bust team. They got off to a great start, and I believe they're 7-4 right now. I do like them here for a very low-owned GPP option. Going over next to the Miami versus Baltimore, Miami is squaring off here. Lopez not doing too well against lefties as far as last season's statistics. Versus righties, the exact opposite, does very well. Well, this is a mixed bag for the Baltimore hitters. This could be a low-owned GPP stack that could end well in your favor. I like Santander. I like Ruiz. I like Smith coming off of the left-handed switcher here. I also like Stewart, I like Cisco, I like all these left-handed batters within this Baltimore lineup, and if they get a relay going, I really do like this team for a low-owned stack. Right now, it is raining near the Baltimore area because I live near Baltimore, but it should clear up by game time. I do suspect this game should play on. Going over to the White Sox in Milwaukee, I just touched base on them. Giolito is a very good pitcher, but he got off to a very bad start to the season. So if you're looking for a person who's not going to carry much ownership, he's going to be a good GPP pitcher. But also Milwaukee will be a low-owned team because guess what? They didn't get off to a good start as well. He's not doing the best versus righties to start this season. A couple righties within this lineup, but Milwaukee is definitely left-handed dominated because one of their superstars, their best player, and Yelich is a lefty. Switching over to the White Sox, we actually have... A very good pitcher in Woodruff, and actually one of the cash options. I really am not too high on this hitting team. The White Sox, yes, they got off to a roaring start, but if there's a bad matchup to be said for them, it's going to be against Woodruff. I really don't like this matchup. I like Woodruff more. I'm probably going to avoid these guys, but you never know. Very low-owned GPP stacks. Definitely do like the White Sox in very, very big GPPs because of that reason. Going over next to the Royals versus the Chicago Cubs. Hendricks, like I said, this should be fairly chalky. A very good left versus righty pitcher. I do like him in this matchup versus the Royals because, like I said, they are a below-average hitting team. Right now, the only person that pops up here is Soler, having a 316 ISO and a 387 weighted on base average. Next, over to the other side, Chicago, we have Singer not having that many plate appearances to look at as far as statistics, but since we don't have that much plate appearances, he will be targeted a decent amount. I do like Chicago Cubs in this matchup as a pivot off of Coors Field. We have a lot of green. We have Bryant here at the top, Rizzo, Baez, Schwarber. I like all these guys. He actually struggles against righties, so this is a righty and lefty dominated lineup, a very good mixed bag. Bryant, Baez, Contreras to top my list. I really do like these guys, and I think they'll come in at very low ownership and they should be a good pivot off of those Coors stacks. Next on the list is obviously Coors Field. We have Kevin Gausman. Gausman's not the best versus lefties. And guess what? We have some lefty power hitters from Colorado. Dahl, Blackman, Murphy, McMahon. These guys are all great people to target. I really do like this team. I think that they're going to be the optimal cash stack. And if you guys are playing cash, you look nowhere else other than the Colorado Rockies. They should get a relay going. They were chalky last slate. They should be chalky yet again. They put up, I think, 6 runs, which is right at their implied total last game. Right now, they're projected at 7.5. So, I do expect them to be in that range. Hopefully, Gausman does struggle. I do like these guys in cash. I like them to get it done. Again, huge power hitters. Story, Arenado, McMahon, Kemp, all these guys are in great spots versus Gausman, and even the lefties, or even the righties, rather. Everybody's in a good spot against this guy. I do like these guys to get it done. San Francisco on the other side of the ball. Marquez does struggle against lefties. So we have Dickerson, Belt in a good spot. Sandoval, Crawford, not in bad spots. He does very well against righties. Yastrzemski, not in a bad spot. ISO and weighted on base average-wise, but bad matchup against Marquez. Solano in a bad spot. These guys are going to be very hit or miss because it is Colorado. They should carry a decent amount of ownership. People will be thinking they're getting very sneaky because they're going as a one-off to San Francisco. But San Francisco should carry a decent amount of ownership strictly because they are in Coors Field. Next on the list is going to be Texas versus Oakland. One of my favorite teams to target for MLB in general is always the Oakland A's because they always play in the later games and they carry lower than anticipated ownership. I don't think this is one of those games where you try to get sneaky about these guys because Lynn is a very good pitcher and off to a fantastic start. Oakland is not the best hitting park as well, but again, we have a very good lineup and the A's. Big GPPs is the only time I'll recommend these guys. I like Lynn in this matchup for a GPP option. Nobody will be on him because Oakland put up a very good hitting display yesterday. Texas, we have a very decent matchup. This guy right here doesn't have too many plate appearances. I like Texas because they're in a good spot, and we have a small sample size on this guy. Should be a very good GPP target. Yes, it's in the Oakland Park, which would make him even lower owned than anticipated. A lot of power coming out of this lineup. Again, 29 and 57 plate appearances for this guy. Next on the list, we have the Dodgers. Dodgers versus San Diego, and right now we have the Dodgers always coming in low-owned right now because of Coors Park. They are a very good hitting team, one of the most elite in the league against Lamet. Lamet is a very good pitcher. Hit or miss kind of play here. I do like these guys for a low-owned stack, possibly even a mid-range GPP option. The Dodgers should do decent. Again, they're projected around 4.5 implied total runs right now. San Diego, switch over there. We have Dustin May going against the San Diego Padres. Right now, the Padres are on fire. They upset the Dodgers last night. They could do it definitely again today. If anywhere Dustin May struggles, it's against lefties. We have Grisham. We have Garcia here in a lineup, a very righty-dominated lineup. So this should be a good matchup, a good spectating display here from the Dodgers and Padres. I like these guys yet again for another low-owned GPP option. Next on the list is going to be Houston versus Arizona. Right now, we have Javier going against Arizona. Arizona has got off to a sluggish start, but all their players, based on last season data, are in a decent spot. Javier only has 15 and 9 plate appearances. I think that's based on this season, and right now, he is doing okay. I mean, again, this is the small plate appearances I do not like. So I do like Arizona as a low-owned GPP option yet again. And then we have Houston going against Bumgarner. Bumgarner, a very good pitcher based on the last season data. He is fantastic versus lefties. He is a lefty himself. However, this is a righty-dominated Houston lineup. Houston does do well against left-handed pitchers. And he does put up a decent amount of power versus right-handed batters. So Springer, Altuve, good targets. Bregman, Correa, all these guys in the lineup are decent targets. Last but not least, we have the last game on the slate, the Angels versus Seattle. Right now, we have Dunn giving up a ton of power to lefties in his 18 plate appearances. I like the Angels in this lineup or in this matchup. I like Goodwin. I like LaStella. These guys are good players to target. LA should come in on their own, and because they were the last game on the slate, they should be bottom of the barrel. I like both sides of these games. Henny giving up decent power to lefties. We have Seager also in a prime spot for him versus Henny. Like I said, he gives up a lot of power versus lefties and versus righties. He also gives up a decent amount of power. Henny, though, going against just a bad Seattle lineup. There's only a couple bright spots here in Seager and Nola. And with that being said, guys, this video, hopefully it did help. If it did, please hit that subscription button. Please hit that notification bell. And, of course, please smash that like button. Really do appreciate all the support that we've been getting lately. And with all that being said, guys, have a great rest of your day. And let's cash.